background noise and beautiful people. As the sun shines on me, I can't help but reflect on the fact that summer is winding down. For some, it's already over. And subsequently, that means that, you know, as we transition into fall, flu season debout, COVID second wave debout. And because I personally feel that the powers that be and our governing bodies didn't really do enough to mentally prepare us for what is to come, this message for my Black people, for my beautiful Black folks, is it's for us. It's for us to prepare. It's for us to mentally prepare and be strategic in approaching the fall and the winter seasons, because we have experienced what the impacts of COVID-19 are in a spring-summer context. And for us, isolation, for some, isolation was combated by submerging in nature and taking time outside of the home. And it's less accessible to do so in the winter. The fall, you know, we still can do a 1-2, but the winters are hard. Canadian winters are hard. Toronto winters are hard. GTA winters are hard. And so we won't be able to do as much as we were able to this summer. And so my message is, we got to prepare. We got to get together in our trusted friend circles, our trusted groups of the people that we know and we love on an individual basis, creating those check-ins with your friends, your loved ones, your family members on a group basis. You know, consistency is key. So getting together X amount of times, every other, whenever, and participating in activities. You know, I may also bring that energy to the podcast space, the 29 and podcast space, for the listening community, so that we might be able to do some things together. We might be able to check in and have a space where, you know, we're going through it alongside one another, getting through it, thriving through it alongside one another. I know for some, winter will be difficult. And if you're listening to this and you know of someone, or you are that someone, you have every right to prepare yourself. You deserve to be prepared for what is to come. I recommend taking stock of what you enjoyed and what you didn't enjoy this spring-summer season. Understand that the things that you don't enjoy may be amplified in the winter because of the shitty, shitty cold. But that with proper planning, or as best planning as possible, or with intention, simply with intention, you can figure out ways to be the sunshine for others, be the sunshine for yourself, because there will be a severe lack of that. And so this episode really is all about preparedness, mental preparedness for the second wave, the flu season, the winter months, with this new way of living, this adjusted way of living. But just being the sunshine for yourself and for the folks around you, being intentional with taking time and planning time and making time and building and fostering those relationships outside of the bounds of what we are used to. I stand by the belief that we deserve to be prepared. And because I have a platform, I am using it to spread that message. And I hope that there are others who are thinking ahead and who are reminding us gently that, you know, it's not going to be easy. It hasn't been this entire year. And it unfortunately may be difficult because of how the weather will compound things. And again, we deserve to be having these conversations. We deserve to be reflecting on these things. And so if you're listening to this, I would love for you to just write down the things that you liked, the social activities that you liked, the time, the hobbies that you liked, the time passing things that you enjoyed as a substitution to the usual, as a substitution to the norm. Grab a sheet of paper, write down the activities that you enjoyed this spring summer season. Write down the activities that you didn't enjoy or the aspects of the spring summer season that you didn't enjoy under COVID. And that's your starting point. It's as simple as taking stock of what you liked and what you didn't like. And even if you don't move any further from that, you at least now have a point of reference to know, okay, maybe I can modify this thing that I liked because I enjoyed it. And maybe I know of people that are interested in that I didn't know before, and let me reach out to them, et cetera, et cetera. You know, get your little group together. Get your little 2, 3, 4 together. Your little group. Set a date. Set a reoccurring date. Set a reoccurring time. Put it in your calendar. And use that time again to be sunshine in one another's lives, because I know I will need it. I know that there are people in my life that I need to be sunshine for during this time. I know that it is needed. And so if you are listening to this, my beautiful love, prepare, because you deserve to. It's not going to be easy, but it can still be fun. It could still be fulfilling. You can still be connected to your loved ones. You can. And yeah, be the sunshine. That's the overarching message. We're going to have a lack of sunshine. And so if there is a way that you can empower yourself to be the sunshine for someone else, I commend you. And I know that that energy will be reciprocated some way, somehow. Maybe not from that person exactly, but God's got you. The universe has got you. Your ancestors have got you. It's a lot of showing up for one another that is needed now. It's actually very funny that in a society that is clearly moving quickly towards individualism, we're already there. As a society that reveres individualism, the tenets of community is the only thing that will get us through this to the other side. And so how are you participating in and building the necessary communities that you need in order to prepare for the second wave is the question that I want you as a listener to ask yourself. And as you continue to investigate that for yourself, I'm sure that you will find opportunities and ways to be connected, stay connected, and find brightness, sunshine, and joy with your loved ones. And that's all I had to share for today. If you're listening to this, thank you for listening. I love you and appreciate you. Feel free to share this with a friend if you find that it resonated with you, or it may resonate with them. you supporting me means a lot. I know that this is perhaps an unconventional approach to podcasting, but I don't care. And you shouldn't either. If it resonates, it resonates. And if it doesn't, maybe give me another shot. Maybe not. It's okay. It's all right with me. Yeah. So if you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting platform, subscribe, 5-star the gal, review the gal, share, whatever your heart moves you to do, it would be greatly appreciated, and it ultimately helps me get to where I need to be in order to help us. And so again, thank you for listening. I love you. Be well and take care.